Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I am joined here by George Amador III. Hey, G, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Crystal, and I'm really excited about this entire month.
Well, I'm going to just let you know right now before you even tell the title, you are probably the only one listening who's going to be excited about it. And with that...
And because we are actually talking about the topic of, wait for it, taxes.
Oh, don't tune out.
Yeah, don't tune out. No, taxes are actually one of the things that I think sometimes for financial planners often overlooked. And the reason why I do get excited about it is because we can gain so much knowledge about our financial situation when we understand our taxes, when we understand how they work. And then we can really put the tools and resources together for a client when we really can have a good understanding for taxes. And this is why we say all the time, right? And financial planning is not just money management, right? That's a piece of financial planning, because you can do the best money management in the world, but if you pay $1 million in taxes, was it really worth it,
right?
And so we have to make sure that tax planning is a part of the conversation and is considered when we build a financial plan.
Absolutely. And for those of us who, those who are listening, who are our clients, they know that when we sit down, one of the things we tell them right from the get-go is, listen, we have a bias. We want to deal with taxes because we feel taxes are most likely, I mean, we can't guarantee it, but most likely they are going to increase. And so when we give financial advice, we want to help position them so that they can pay the least amount overall in taxes. We want them to have confidence in paying, okay, I know I've positioned myself correctly, so if I am paying taxes, it's the right amount.
Correct.
Not that we're trying to be a CPA.
No.
And we're going to spend the next month, the next 4 weeks, literally going over it. Like, I love what we have on topic for today. When we're talking about, many people will do their own taxes, and there's often a question of, well, how do I know? Do I file my own taxes, or do I get a preparer? Well, we're going to talk about the top four things, the top four questions, if I can talk today, that we can ask ourselves and say, yeah, I need to go have someone do this for me.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk about the 1040 flow, and we're going to talk about what actually do we look for on our tax return, so that we can really begin to have that confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it goes from, hey, do I need a tax preparer or not? If I do, what do I need to prepare? If I don't, what do I need to prepare? And then really get into the flow and understanding of a tax return. But beyond that, I think even in weeks to come, right, as we talk about tools for your tax plan, okay, so what can I use? You know, 401k, IRA, what's pre-tax versus Roth? What are estimated payments? What do I do as a self-employed individual versus a W-2 employee? So there's a lot there. I think even into cash flow, week three is all about cash flow, right? So withholdings versus estimates. But also, I think the big thing of, if I'm a 1099 income person, what does that even mean? And if I'm a W-2 income person, what does that mean? And what are the differences? What can I do to help it? And then lastly, talking about legacy, charitable gifting and contributions, trusts, estate planning. There's a lot there too. And like we've said thus far, we are not CPAs.
No.
We are not tax preparers.
Right.
However, there is a lot, especially as certified financial planners, that we do need to know and be knowledgeable about tax law in order for us to plan accordingly. So at the end of the day, this isn't tax advice by Crystal and George
by any
stretch of the imagination. But this really leads into topic number one, the idea of tax planning versus tax preparation. Because I, as a certified financial planner, have to actually pass a course on tax planning. Income tax planning was a course I had to take in the CFP, and then I was tested on that one area of financial planning. So it's safe to say I know a thing or two on tax planning.
Yes, and I want to pause right there, because a lot of our listeners, George, when they hear about, oh, we're going to talk about taxes, they think every financial planner is the same, that everybody took a course on taxes.
Yeah.
And that, we know, is so not true.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I go back to, you know, we talked about, there's money managers out there, there's financial advisors that are out there that are really good in one area of financial planning, which is investments,
right?
But don't really consider taxes all that often. And, you know, we like to say we're life-centered coaches here, right? We use your entire life and the information about your life. So it's not just how much money do you have in the bank that I can manage. In fact, a lot of times it's not that at all. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is, what are your needs, your wants, your wishes? How do we accomplish those goals? Mm-hmm. We have to consider tax as a big part of it. We talk all the time. We just talked about this, right? There's five areas where people lose money unknowingly and unnecessarily in life. Mm-hmm. And probably the biggest one is taxes.
Right.
Right. And so when we look at it, we know taxes are inevitable in life. Right. We have to pay them. And we are not about evading taxes. But
no.
If we can avoid taxes, we want to do that.
Yes.
And so at the end of the day, we need to make sure that the tax plan we're putting together is in cohesion with your personal financial plan, so that, hey, you know what, if this year I have to pay a little bit more in tax, so next year I don't, or so years down the road I don't, then maybe that's good advice. Or sometimes it's, let's prolong the tax bill till later if needed to make sure that we're doing the best with our money now. And that's really where the tax plan and why a financial planner who specializes in planning, not just investment, not just retirement, is needed for people. Why you and I are both CFPs is because we want to have a well-rounded approach to that plan versus a tax preparer who is often needed. And a lot of people think, I don't know if I need one, or I don't know if I need a CPA, when at the end of the day, we're huge proponents of CPAs.
Oh, absolutely. If you've got a good one that can actually help with the strategy as we begin talk strategy and they understand it, oh, absolutely.
Huge. It's a huge benefit to the relationship. So we're never here going, we know more than the CPA, or don't use one. In fact, we encourage a lot of our clients to use CPAs. But with that being said, the difference, however, a lot of times is the CPA or the tax preparer is doing exactly that. They're preparing your taxes. They're taking the numbers and reporting your numbers to the IRS. That's what their job is to do. Now, there can be strategy involved for sure, and CPAs are great at strategizing for the future and what to do. But that's where I think the relationship between the planner and the preparer are very important. And so we need to use both of those together, so that way we have the best comprehensive financial plan for people.
I agree. I think of one client in particular where we were making some sales this year. There were some things that are happening, and so we are in contact with our CPA, and we're talking about cost basis and how we're going to do tax harvesting over here, and we're going to sell this and buy this. And it was perfect. I mean, I remember ending the conversation with the CPA saying, it is so refreshing to be working with a financial advisor that is literally, we're working hand in hand to help that client succeed, to pay the least amount of taxes, but get the most amount of growth and be able to meet their commitments and their needs as they head into retirement.
Yeah, and I think it goes back to also, this is why we offer our retirement and tax transition plan, right? So people may know, especially clients who have come in, know that we do things in terms of, we have different options for a client to come work with us at Crystal Clear Finances, whether it's our SIP, our Savings Investment Protection Plan, whether it's a comprehensive financial plan. We also do slice out for people a lot of times as well our retirement and tax transition plan. And the reason why we call it that is because sometimes clients will come to us, hey, I have a money manager, I know what I want to do with my investments, everything's good there. George, can I retire? Am I going to outlive my money or not? Like, what's going to happen? And we want to do that retirement planning with you. But I think a lot of times often overlooked is, what does that mean for my tax return? What does that mean for my tax situation? Because retirement is all about transition. And anytime your money transitions, your taxes most likely will transition. And so we want to look at, what are the taxes involved with, I think of people who get early retirement offers, right? There's a lot of taxes involved there. Think of, now you're going to collect Social Security in retirement. Totally different tax ball game there. So when we look at it, we literally have here at Crystal Clear Finances a retirement tax transition plan, where regardless of if you're managing, or we're managing your investments, regardless of if you want us to manage investments, we can still come alongside as a non-biased third party and say, listen, here's what your retirement picture looks like. Here's what the tax picture will also look like. And so that way you can kind of know, hey, this is where you're headed while you transition into retirement.
And I think that's what's so unique is that our drive really is to make sure everyone who engages with us has confidence for every financial decision.
Correct.
It's not confidence for just your investment decision.
That's right.
It's, hey, we can feel confident. You may not enjoy paying taxes, but you can be confident that I understand why I'm doing it, how I've positioned for it, what strategies I'm using, what it's looking like now, what it could look like in the future. I just think the whole package coming together to me is so important than just, hey, you should invest in this or you should buy this, sell this. We want to look at the tax picture.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just to piggyback off that for a moment, we just got finished with Kingdom Advisors Conference this year, which was amazing. And I was in one of the breakout sessions. It was virtual, so I don't know if you were there or not.
But I was. I was in the other room, but on a virtual one. Yep.
Yeah. So I was in one of the breakout sessions, and Mitch Anthony was talking about life decisions.
Phenomenal.
Right? And we were talking about how there's way more than just kind of like three or four life decisions that we think about. And we say this all the time, confidence for every financial decision.
Yes.
And people think, okay, get married, maybe divorce, have a kid, death in the family, retirement, get a job, kids college. Okay, there's like five decisions I have to make, George. So we can figure these out along the way. Well, they did a study and he said that there's over 60 life decisions you will make from basically cradle to grave.
Yeah.
And so why that's important is as you have to make any life decision, forget college or retirement, what about planning for a wedding, buying a car, getting ready to add investments to your life because you want to start a business? Like
refinancing, that's a big one with a house.
A lot of different financial decisions. And we're saying that, especially with what we're talking about this month, taxes always play a part in whether or not we can do these things. But because for most people, taxes are unknown, it brings unknown or darkness into that area of that decision. And so as a comprehensive financial planner, as certified financial planners, we're looking at providing not just, hey, this is what we think is this number higher than this number. But as you make those decisions, let's bring knowledge, let's bring light into that on an area that is often overlooked.
Well, and before we go to the break, I just want to make one, I know we keep saying, just one more thing I want to add on this. I just love talking about this and just providing that confidence for individuals. But when I think about life and I think about when I'm looking at different decisions, I understand that where I am today literally is a result of the way I think, and the way I think affects the way I act, the choices I make, which bring me to here today. So if we're helping individuals and they say, oh, I've got it, I'll take care of this myself, understand you're limited to your sphere of thinking. And if you love where you are right now and everything is going kudos good and you are just rolling in the dough, perhaps you might not need us. Well, perhaps you would need us. But my point of the matter is if you continue to think the way you are, you're going to end up in places like you are today. But if you are ready for something more, then we have to think outside ourselves. We have to get that godly income and insight so that we have the income and then we can go to the next level. But let's quick take a 60-second break and then we'll be back with more crystal clear finances. Business owners need certified financial planners who understand how growing a business really works. Financial planners who can provide guidance on business structure, taxes, retirement planning, and business succession. Financial planners who believe that investing in your own company instead of just the stock market is actually okay. My name is Crystal Langdon of Crystal Clear Finances, and as a certified financial planner, certified business coach, and the owner of my own company, I understand what it takes to build an idea into a successful organization, employing team members and impacting thousands of lives. As we transition into 2021, our economy, how we do business, and the needs of our neighbors are changing. Now more than ever, we need godly, successful business owners to grab hold of their visions, implement proven systems for growth, and bring their business to maturity. If you believe business ownership is right for you, or if you currently run a business and need a certified financial planner who also happens to be a certified business coach, then give us a call at 518-433-7181 or contact us at crystalclearfinances.com. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langan, certified financial planner and founder of Crystal Clear Finances. And I just want to take a moment. I just assume that most people know who you are, G. I mean, I said it once. Doesn't everybody know? So I want to just take a moment, especially because you're really going to be focusing on taxes, which is such a specialty to you, mm-hmm. which most certified financial planners don't have that little ace up their sleeves. So I want to brag on you for a minute and help our listeners, because we had clients come in, new clients,
yep.
and they said, hey, I've come in, I'm going to meet with Crystal, and who are you? I know she's been talking to a guy lately on the radio, and you said, I'm the guy. So let me introduce. This is George Amador III. And George is a certified financial planner. He has been with our office, can you believe it? It's almost 2 years.
I know, it's crazy.
That's
to
like
think.
Time is just flying by. But what's so nice is as new clients are coming in, they're meeting with George. We call him G. You can call him George or G, whichever one's more comfortable to you. But I just wanted to give a shout out. As people are listening to us, I've invited you on this radio program to be a co-host so that people could get to know the way you think, the way that your heart is towards individuals, the way your heart is towards God, so people can feel very comfortable when they call the office. Hey, if you're not meeting with Crystal, then you're meeting with G. And either way, I can tell you, you're gonna be okay. So with that being said, let's go back into our discussion, because what we've been talking about today, or we were winding our way up to it, is to talk about taxes. So let's spend some time talking about those four questions you need to ask yourself to decide, can I do the taxes myself or do I need someone else?
For sure, absolutely. And thank you very much for those kind words. I do really love to talk about tax planning because, again, and where I've kind of, if I say, grown up in the industry in a tax-heavy mentality, meaning taxes are always a consideration. And I just think that that's something that, again, in our industry is often overlooked. And, and I try to bring that into every decision we make. So as we talk about preparing taxes, right? So now we're in March, right? So this is tax prep time. This is get your billions back America time, right? This is it. So we're filing our taxes. We're preparing our taxes. And as a caveat, we are not tax preparers here. I used to be a tax preparer, not anymore. So at the end of the day, no, unfortunately, I will not prepare the tax.
You knew those questions were coming.
Correct. Yeah. So I just want to kind of head that off. But that doesn't mean that we can't help and at least talk and then always, you know, point you in a direction of tax repairs. We have a lot of people in the industry that we know specifically in tax prep that we trust and are good and we can bring along board. So, but here's some things. This is always, this kind of happens a lot, is when we're talking about kind of taxes, the one question I get all the time is, George, should I file my own taxes or should I pay somebody to file my taxes?
Right.
Now, as it stands, when we look at what are the components to filing taxes, the number one thing that I say to answer that question more than anything else is always remember, the person signing the bottom of your tax return is liable for your tax return.
Now, if they make up a whole bunch of things and tell the tax preparer something different, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, listen, you can't lie to your tax preparer either, but at the end of the day, the person at the bottom of the tax return is liable. And your name is still on your tax return, so you're never off the hook, but you might not be signing as the preparer. And here's why that's important. If you're not sure, if you're unsure of what to do, if you don't want the liability of, I don't know if I checked every box the correct way or if I put this number in this box, is it correct? If you're just unsure about that stuff and you don't want to do it, then that's a great reason right off the bat, right there, before numbers or anything, as to get a tax preparer. Now, it doesn't have to be a CPA. I'm always going to lean to the CPA more than just a tax preparer, just somebody who can put numbers in a box. A CPA, just like a CFP, goes through much more rigorous process, knows tax law. It's important. So I'm always going to try to refer to CPAs.
Right.
But there are tax preparers that are out there who you can use, and that's okay as well. But I would say that that's a big thing. So it's about liability, right? Am I liable on my tax return? Yes, we are all liable to tell the truth. But filling out the checking the boxes and do I how much and this and that, sometimes that reason alone is good enough to say, hey, I should go to prepare taxes. Someone should prepare taxes for me.
Right. So if you're not sleeping good at night, you're going to fill out your own taxes and you're scared to death that you did it wrong, that then this may be a cue. Okay, let's get someone to do it for you.
Correct. Now, let me just kind of harbor a misconception that is out there because, and I've literally heard this, George, if I don't do this correctly or I don't know what to do, I'm going to go to jail. I've literally heard someone say, and now this person was a trustworthy person. This wasn't like,
right,
hey, I'm lying, I'm going to jail. This was a, I don't know what to do. Oh my gosh. And if
what
I check the wrong box,
yeah,
if I check the wrong box, George, I'm going to go to prison. And I was like, hold on a second.
Breathe.
No, you're not. Let's take a step back. The IRS isn't throwing everybody in jail all day long. If there's something wrong, they will audit you, and
right,
you have to prove that you did it the right way. And if it's not right, mm-hmm, then they can say, okay, well, you either owe us, or sometimes it's not right in here, it's some more back. So at the end of the day, you don't have to sweat, you know, bullets trying to figure out every single thing on TurboTax or whatever you use.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it goes back to if there's liability involved and you're saying, I don't know, I can't sleep at night, a tax preparer is good.
Exactly. And I know that we've had a lot of clients who had a very simple tax return, but then when life changed and they bought houses, different things, they said, you know what, for this year, I'm going to have a tax preparer help me.
Yeah. And that goes right into number two. So question number two. So the first one is the concern is, who's liable? What do I do? Mm-hmm. Can I not sleep at night?
Right.
Next is, what type of income person, and I'll explain what that means, what type of income person are you? What I mean by that is, for the vast majority of people who are earning income in America, mm-hmm, there's two ways you earn income. You either earn income through a W-2, which is like a 9-to-5 job. You're getting a paycheck hourly, mm-hmm, or salary, mm-hmm, and the government is taking money out of your paycheck.
Right.
So if you say that's me, then you're a W-2 employee or a W-2 income person.
Right.
Okay. Versus a contracted or 1099 individual, mm-hmm, where when you get paid as a contractor, no taxes are being withheld. No
right.
taxes are coming out. And as you know, if you are a 1099, you know that usually you have to pay a lot of taxes at the end.
So
right?
you better be saving.
Yes. So here's why this is important. For an individual who has a W-2 and that's your only source of income,
mm-hmm,
filing your own taxes is a lot easier. It
right.
really is, because at the end of the day, your W-2 from your employer says, here's how much you made, here's how much you gave to the government, here's how much you put in your 401k, and basically, here's your taxes. And it's very simple
right.
in terms of kind of filing as a W-2 employee. So a lot more times, more often than not, if you're W-2, you can probably do it on your own or maybe ask some questions for somebody who knows a little bit better, but usually that's a little easier.
Right.
For a 1099 income or self-employed income, or let's talk retirees who get, you know, IRA distributions and dividends and
mm-hmm.
capital gains, and you're getting a lot of those 1099s from companies. That sometimes is a reason to also go see mm-hmm. a preparer, because there's different rules for 1099 individuals. There's different rules for self-employed income. There's different rules for dividend income. And a lot of times, you know, at the end of the day, those are the types of little nuances where a tax mm-hmm. preparer is going to help. A CPA is definitely going to help. That's where maybe you can get some better deductions that you're not used to if
mm-hmm.
you're kind of in that arena.
Right.
So kind of point number two is, you know, it depends on the type of income you're getting. W-2, usually sometimes it's easier to do on your own. 1099, usually you kind of need to go to a preparer. So that's
right.
what I would
One's
say
One's more straightforward than the other.
Correct. Another one that's important is residency and citizenship. So U.S. citizens, again, the reason why I bring this up, because if you're a non-U.S. citizen, if you're a non-resident alien,
mm-hmm.
Then there are different forms you have mm-hmm. to fill out. Or this also brings up, if you've changed residencies, like you've moved state to state,
oh, yes.
every single state has their own tax return.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, due to the fact that if you have residency in a foreign country,
yes.
if you have foreign assets, that's another reason where most of the time you would want to use
mm-hmm.
a tax preparer. Because again, and really what it comes down to is, the more complex life gets, the more reason you need a tax preparer.
Exactly. I think of all the missionaries that we have that
yeah.
are clients here at Crystal Clear Finances. They're living in other countries, and they are constantly having someone else do their own taxes
yeah.
for them.
And to that point even too, and it's not on citizenship, but pastors, right? Pastors have their own tax rules. So
yes.
at the end of the day, I like to tell all of the pastors that we
mm-hmm.
work with here, my clients who are pastors, hey, you should really, if you're going to do them yourself, you better know the rules around pastor and clergy and all of that stuff that is in the IRS code. But the other reason is because now you're kind of doing things a lot different in terms of what the IRC is, the Internal Revenue Code. There's a lot of different nuances for a pastor. And that's usually a really good reason to go see a tax
And
repair.
The dangerous part about that is a lot of times we hear tax advice that's out there and we just think, oh, that applies to everyone. But if you are a pastor, no, it doesn't, usually won't apply to you.
Correct.
And we've really got to stop taking that thought process of, hey, this is what's going on out there, I'll apply it to me. No, everyone needs to understand what applies specifically in their situation.
Yeah.
So first one that you said, the first thing they need to ask is liability.
Yep. Hey, who's liable, me or your tax preparer?
Second one was types of income.
Yep, W-2 or 1099 income.
Okay, and then the third one was your residency or your citizenship. You know,
correct.
Hey, are you living overseas? Are you living in different states?
Yeah.
Where are you?
Do you live in a state and work in a different state? That kind of stuff is important. And then the last one, and kind of goes back to what we were talking about at the beginning, but it really comes back to confidence. As you file taxes, and especially if you're self-preparing, right? If you're on a TurboTax, Credit Karma, Tax Act, whoever you're
on. We're not promoting any certain one.
No one in particular. If you don't have confidence in answering the questions, my friends would call me up all the time on literally April 14th at 11:59 at night. Hey, George, I'm filing my taxes right now, and I have this question. I have no idea if it works. And it's like, hey, if you're in that position, go to a tax preparer. If you're not confident in what you're checking off, the questions that they ask, or what to put in what box, there's no problem going to a tax preparer, because that can alleviate that and build that confidence that you need to know, hey, my return is correct. So those are the biggest things. Liability, income, residency, and really overall confidence is really, really important. So at the end of the day, you can even call us and we can kind of help make that determination of, do you need a tax repair or not?
Right.
You know, and really if things change too, I mean, at the end, you know, if you got married, if you were divorced, if you had a kid, if you moved, if you refinanced, a lot of different things that come into play to where if something changed in your life that changes your financial situation, chances are it could have changed your tax situation.
Exactly.
And talking to a preparer is good for that reason.
And I know that some people, when it comes to hiring someone to do their taxes, they don't like the big ticket price that a lot of times you see when you're filing the taxes. I know I don't like it when I'm filing my corporate taxes and everything. But the point of the matter is there are sometimes when you need to spend the money to get it done right. Now, with that being said, with a lot of our clients, they like to do things themselves. Mm-hmm. So if you're in a situation where I mentioned before, you could do it just for 1 year if there was just the change in that year and then things settle in the following years, or you could see, oh, so that's how they do it, and then be able to duplicate it the following year. So it's not like once you start, you are stuck and never can go back.
No, it's not set in stone at all. I mean, people change tax preparers all the time. Not that I'm saying you should do that by any means. My tax repair friends would not be happy about that.
Like George.
Yeah, but no, but it's true. I mean, at the end of the day, a lot of times you just need that extra confidence in that 1 year. Okay, I can do this. I can handle it. And things can kind of calm down. But really, it just goes back to those pieces. I think, you know, you have to make sure that if there are big changes or not, again, confidence. Can I sleep at night? Can I know that this is the right thing to do? And it really, as you start to learn how the taxes work, as we get into, hey, what is a 1040? How does my income flow? What are the tools I have? Stuff that we're going to get to in these next couple of episodes. That will, I think, also help build some confidence so that way you kind of know, hey, what should I do this year?
Absolutely. Well, we're going to bring this program to a close. I do want to make sure our listeners know that starting next week, we're actually going to say, okay, so you've got to get your taxes done. What do you need to bring?
Yes.
What should I have in order? So we want to go over the specifics of some steps that they can take. So we've got a lot of good stuff lined up.
Yeah, we do.
I want to talk about the 1040 flow, the whole component of getting those taxes done so they sleep good at night.
Yeah.
I want to encourage our listeners, if you are in a place where you are ready to sit down with a certified financial planner, if you say, hey, listen, I've got to talk with someone, we'd love to talk with you. So I encourage you to give our office a call at 518-433-7181. Let's sit down. Let's talk about your taxes. Let's talk about finances. Let's talk about the whole comprehensive financial plan. Give us a call, 518-433-7181, and join us again next week as we continue to provide clarity so that you can have confidence confidence for every financial situation.
This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.